We are in the shaking time, the time when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. The Lord will not excuse those who know the truth if they do not in word and deed obey His commands. So, what are some of these aberrations that so blatantly and grossly misrepresent God and His word? I share with you a list of 14, which are certainly not, this is certainly not an exhaustive list. Number one, the word of God not accepted as authoritative. Now, some say, don't worry about the words in the scripture, just get the principles. What a disastrous delusion. This concept is produced by the father of all lies, Satan himself. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. In Revelation chapter 22 and verses 18 and 19, we read, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy, of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Now, clearly, the words of God are absolutely essential. Seventh-day Adventists believe in thought inspiration, not verbal inspiration. So don't confuse what I am telling you. The words are important. God allowed the prophets to use words portraying God's message. Do not try to change them or speculate using your own private interpretation. I've even heard of an attempt to question the reliability of 66 books of the Bible canon, suggesting we need to look at non-canonical, apocryphal books to perhaps broaden our view on truth. My fellow leaders, scholars, and church members reject this type of syncretistic approach, blending current cultural and societal thinking into the Word of God. That approach is not the truth of God, tested over the centuries. God's truth is anchored in His careful revelations, and we have a sure word of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy indicates we should read the Bible as it reads. Christ Triumphant, page 226, says, "The most learned men in the days of Christ, philosophers, legislators, priests, in all their pride and superiority, could not interpret God's character. The earth was languishing for a teacher sent from God. But when he came just as the living oracles specified he would come, the priests and instructors of the people could not discern that he was their savior, nor could they understand the manner of his coming." Now listen to this. This is really powerful. "Unaccustomed to accept God's word exactly as it reads, or to allow it to be its own interpreter, they read it in the light of their maxims and traditions. So long had they neglected to study and contemplate the Bible that its pages were to them a mystery. They turned with aversion from the truth of God to the traditions of men." my fellow leaders and members, all of you watching, I want to urge you to have complete trust in the Bible according to His Word.